Bonjour, bienvenue à la conférence des presses. Aujourd'hui, c'est un moment important. On a ici le président du Parlement européen, M. Jerzy Buzek.
We have Mr. Jerzy Buzek, the President of the European Parliament.
Et le président de la Commission européenne,
the President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso. Mr. José Manuel Barroso.
Thank you very much. We are at the end of a long internal procedure, and it's time for action and to fulfill our citizens' expectations. The European Union institutions are working at a full speed now. We need three institutions, European Council, European Commission and European Parliament. We are ready for action. Hearings, as you know, finished 1 week ago. I had 26 letters, positive letters, and it was good democratic procedure. Everybody could be present. Also, some of you were present during our hearings. It's very important. We have also new framework agreement between European Commission and European Parliament. Very important from my perspective, 5 points. First of all, we don't have a legislation initiative yet, but the European Commission will answer on expectation of European Parliament in certain way and in a few months. And we have also meetings, question hours, not only with President of Commission, but also with Vice President, High Representative, and with our other commissioners. Question hours are very, very interesting. It's a big success with President of the European Commission till now, all the meetings. And the next important, Mr. President will invite myself as President of the European Parliament to be present during the meeting of commissioners. And next, what is very important, we are cooperating both institutions, responsible for community method, because both institutions are very responsible for community method. We are cooperating with national parliaments, which are taking care about subsidiarity rule, and we expect also, well, very close cooperation on all levels, and I think it will be very fruitful for our citizens. Time on focusing on policy, expectations are huge. Next European Council meeting, informal, will be heads of governments and heads of state. Meeting is the day after tomorrow. Will be very important for relaunching the European economy. You know about the meeting. There was some information before. And now I would like to write officially letters, one of them to Mr. Herman Van Rompuy, President of the European Council, informing about the result of our votes, and also saying about term of office running to 31st of October 2014 for our European Commission. Appointment for this term, and to José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, similar letter. I will sign it now during this meeting because you must see it. First of it, and the second of it, and now probably Mr. President will say a few words to us. It's with, I must show it together, you know. It's everything is ready. You know the result? Result is solid majority, higher than it was 5 years ago. Solid majority. Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
Mr. President, all commissioners, 26 of you.
Thank you.
Of them.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, my dear friend, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. We are, of course, proud and humbled by the vote. We have seen strong support across the political spectrum. As President Buzek just said now, it was in fact the strongest support for this commission than one I've got for the first commission 5 years ago. This is an important moment for Europe, and this is a real mandate for determination and ambition. As I said, there will be no return to business as usual. Urgent challenges require urgent action. We are ready. My team is ready. We need to focus on results, better governance, and confidence we can deliver. We need to end Euro-pessimism. I think that's one of the most damaging things we have in Europe. Europeans always saying that Europe is not good enough. This kind of intellectual glamour of pessimism is in fact self-defeating. Some people like it. I don't like it. I believe Europe is a very important force for the good, for our citizens, and for the world. And now we are going to work just some hours from now. I'm going to have now a meeting, in some minutes in fact, an informal meeting with the new college to discuss with them some ideas that I will present to the informal European Council summit the day after tomorrow to set out our economic strategy for the coming years, the European Union 2020. This crisis has shown that more than ever we are interdependent. We have to draw the conclusion from this interdependence by a stronger coordination, stronger coherence, stronger determination, more ambition. And there are, as I said in the plenary, there are two possibilities when we face the problem of the gap between ambition and results. Some people say that to fill that gap we should bring ambition down. I believe we should bring results up. That's the way to fill the gap between ambition and results when we speak about Europe. I'd like to thank President Buzek and the Parliament for this support. I'm determined to make special relationship between our institutions a reality. I've said it in my political guidelines. I've done it during negotiation of the new framework agreement. We need now to turn this institutional input into policy impact. That is what is important now. Not only to be discussing institutions all the time, but to make the institutions work for the common good of all Europeans. I'm now ready for your questions or comments.
Yes, if there are some questions, please. Oui, monsieur.
Yes, Thomas Meyer at Der Standard. President Barroso, congratulations to this outcome of the elections. My first question is, do you intend to play a role to save the decision on SWIFT in 2 days? As we have learned, there are disputes between the Parliament and the Council, and everybody's waiting what will happen until Tuesday.
So this morning, I received a letter from President Buzek on SWIFT, because as you know, this matter is now under consideration in the European Parliament. There is a proposal of the Council, and the Parliament will take a decision the day after tomorrow.
Yes, that's right.
And so So I received a letter from President Buzek just this morning. In this letter, President Buzek asks the Commission to indicate what our intentions are in respect to the draft negotiation guidelines that the Commission will submit in respect of the long-term agreement. I'm happy to confirm the Commission's position as expressed vis-à-vis the European Parliament throughout discussion, namely that our draft negotiation guidelines will fully take into account the concerns expressed by both the Parliament and the Council regarding the need to strike the right balance between security measures and the protection of civil liberties and fundamental rights, while ensuring the utmost respect for privacy and data protection. I'm also happy to confirm that, insofar as it is in the Commission's powers, we will keep Parliament fully and immediately informed at all stages of the procedure. In this respect, the Commission welcomes the idea of an interinstitutional agreement enabling the Parliament to have easier access to the classified parts of international agreements on which it enjoys the right of consent. I trust that this position will reassure the Parliament on negotiation of the long-term agreement. And I hope that this reassurance paves the way for a positive vote by the Parliament on the interim agreement.
Well, if there will be any other question, it was questioned to Mr. President Barroso. So if it will be any additional question, I can say slightly more about that.
Any other questions? Derrière la caméra, s'il vous plaît.
Alvise Armellini from DPA, the German press agency. Two questions, please, to President Barroso. On the institutional agreement, can you explain whether this means that now the Parliament will be able to ask for individual resignations of your commissioners? And the other question is, today you were criticized because apparently you did not show enough initiative on the Greek crisis. Can you say whether you agree with some MEPs who claim that a solution could be found with Eurobonds? Thank you.
Regarding the framework agreement, there was a resolution of the European Parliament that was just approved by an overwhelming majority. You can read it. I backed it fully. So I support what is there. I think it is a very good resolution that embodies the spirit and the letter of the Lisbon Treaty. And this is exactly what I have done to translate from the part of the Commission on a new framework agreement what is in the spirit of the Lisbon Treaty. And in the Lisbon Treaty, we have, of course, a stronger role of the European Parliament. But I have, of course, not accepted any proposal that was against the Lisbon Treaty. And as you know, the Commission is responsible as a body to the European Parliament, not individual commissioners. This is what is in Article 17 of the treaty. The Commission is responsible as a body. But of course, if the Parliament expresses an opinion about one commissioner, and the Parliament has the right to express all the opinions it wants, is a fundamental right of any Parliament, of course, I have to give it serious consideration. Having said this, it is also clear that the final decision to replace a commissioner is and will remain on the hands of the President of the Commission, because any other solution will be, in fact, against the letter and the spirit of the Lisbon Treaty. So this is exactly what was approved, but you can read, of course, the text of the resolution. Regarding Greece, look, I stated in the Parliament my position, and I don't think I should now make comments every time, everywhere, about these issues of the financial market. I don't think it's appropriate. You know my position, and I don't want to feed speculations that I believe are negative for the countries concerned.
If I could add a few words. Of course, we cannot do anything against Lisbon Treaty. It's quite obvious. But on the other side, not everything is written in the Lisbon Treaty. So it's necessary to develop some solutions for proper balance between institutions and European Union, which is very important. We would like to be very effective. And I appreciate very much the approach of Mr. President Barroso to our agreement, and everything during negotiations was going very well. And I think for our members, MEPs, very important example of the power of the European Parliament is just SWIFT agreement, as you know. It's very important for members of European Parliament defending citizen rights, and they are taking care about that. On the other side, they know very well how important it is, SWIFT agreement. And it's a primary matter for the political groups and MEPs this stage. And I was, as you know, probably was doing a lot in this issue. I wrote three letters to the Council. First letter, 21st of December, to Prime Minister Reinfeldt. Second, 21st of January to Prime Minister Zapatero, and the last one on the 8th of February also to Prime Minister Zapatero on the issue, the conditions which are absolutely necessary if we want to agree on this stage. I could say that MEPs are quite free, of course, in votes. And political groups are slightly divided. But having clear statements from the side of Commission, from the side of Council, I also received a letter from Madame Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State of the United States, explaining the position of the United States in this issue. So we will see the result on midday of Thursday. As you know, probably, a Civil Liberties Committee voted 29 against 23 for the SWIFT agreement. And now it is everything in the hands of our members.
Any other questions? Yes, please.
Thanks. two questions for President Barroso, if I may. The first one, you said you are against Euro-pessimism, but could you give us some reason to be optimist in this very moment, looking at the economic European data? And the second one, this morning you said many analysis on the euro, critical analysis on the euro comes from non-European countries in your speech in the parliament. Do you mean that euro is being under attack, under speculative attack? Thanks.
Regarding the reasons for optimism in Europe, I could making now a full conference, and I'm sure you don't want me to do it. But if you look at European Union is now and then, European Union was some years ago, we have all reasons to be happy and proud. First of all, because we have extended this space of freedom and democracy to the whole continent, almost all continent. We are now 27 countries united in peace and democracy. Sometimes people forget about it. And the European Union was essential for this. We have now a much larger European Union. This is extremely important. Some people don't give all the credit for this because they just thought about their own immediate interests and they don't think about the overall European interest. The European Union is today much stronger than we were when we were 6 or 9 or 10 or 12. I remember well because I was also active in the Council at that time as a representative of my country when we were 12. And I can tell you that today the European Union counts much more in the world. I believe the pessimism after the vote of the Constitutional Treaty, and now we have got the Lisbon Treaty, against all the pessimisms that were always saying that we could not reform our institutions. And I could go on and on and on, showing that pessimisms, Cassandras, were always wrong. And those that were working with determination, they were right. Having said this, of course, the economic situation in Europe and in the world is not good. This financial crisis was not originated in Europe. It contaminated Europe. It started with financial markets. And in fact, we were among the first to react to it and to try to give some direction to the global economic order. And that's what we are doing. We are in a transition. It is difficult. It is difficult in the euro area. It's difficult also outside the euro area. That is why I've said that, in fact, it is interesting that some of those negative comments came mainly from outside the euro area. I'm not going to make speculations now about speculators. I don't like to make these speculations. But I just take a note that, in fact, this was coming. That it is mainly those comments come outside the euro area. That's why it's important to remind some basic things, is that the public debt is, in some cases, much bigger outside the euro area than the euro area. Much bigger, both in America and in Asia. You have huge cases of public debt. It is important to remind the tragic experience of Iceland some time ago, when people were going to their ATM machines and they could not find the money. They could not use their credit cards. Ordinary citizens, this was the situation, because they were not protected by the euro. This did not happen in the euro area. So I completely disagree with this, what I call the intellectual glamour of pessimism, when some people want to show they are more intelligent than others being pessimistic. I believe the euro area has the capacity to face all these kind of challenges, and that's what I'm saying. Having said this, of course, I do not underestimate difficulties that we have in the international economic situation and also in Europe. Precisely, I've presented a plan to face those challenges and those difficulties. But I just want to make the case that some of the comments to me appear sometimes biased, and some of them come outside, some come from inside. And my role as President of the Commission is precisely to show the way and to show my confidence in the European project and also in the euro.
Maybe on the right side. Yes.
Joanna Wajda, Polish Television. Pytanie po polsku, jeżeli mogę zadać, dlatego że sprawa dotyczy Polski, a konkretnie Polaków na Białorusi. Związek Polaków na Białorusi jest nękany w ostatnich dniach przez władze w Mińsku. Została odebrana siedziba związkowi, są aresztowania. Chciałam zapytać, co pan przewodniczący w tej sprawie ma do powiedzenia. Czy jest pan zaniepokojony? A przede wszystkim, czy zdaje egzamin unijna polityka wobec Białorusi, polityka zawieszonych sankcji właśnie po to, by Białoruś rozmawiać, porozumiewać się z Łukaszenką. Czy to jest właśnie ta droga?
So that to rzeczywiście, ma pani rację, z Białorusi nadchodzą niepokojące wieści.
There are some unsettling news coming. There's some unsettling news coming
to
from Belarus. The takeover of the Polish community house in Vienna is a very bad sign, particularly the behavior of Belarusian militia towards elderly people, members of the Polish Association in Belarus. They were very brutal towards them.
Unia Europejska podjęła kroki, żeby ocieplić,
the European Union, yes, indeed, took certain steps to make our relations with Belarus more friendly, but it seems today that these actions not reciprocated by the Belarusian authorities. And that is why I would like to appeal to the authorities in Belarus to stop such drastic actions directed against the Polish minority there. The basic condition of our good relations between the EU and Belarus is to use the principles on which the European Union is based as far as our treatment of national minorities is concerned. This is the basic principle adhered by the European Union, and the same should be applied in our external relations. If we want to be closer, everybody has to respect the right of ethnic minorities, and I'm referring to the Polish minority in Belarus in this particular case, but I also mean all other minorities in Belarus and respect for their rights.
La conférence, oui, peut-être, monsieur,
yes, one last question.
Oui, la dernière question.
One last question.
Yes, please.
Mr. Barroso, Jean-Claude Trichet, the president of the European Central Bank, has cut short his visit to Australia to attend the special summit on Thursday. Will there be any specific initiative or maneuver under discussion at the summit which would require his specific input in the important job that he has?
It's not the first nor the second time that President Jean-Claude Trichet comes to the European Council, and I think it was extremely interesting to invite him to discuss with us the economic situation. We are going to discuss also the economic situation, certainly.
Voilà, on va finir avec cette réponse. Merci beaucoup tout le monde.
Merci, monsieur. Thank you very much to all of you. Thank you.